Hello, it's Mrs. Jeffcott. I'm making a voiceover for the notes that are posted on the weather page. I'm going to go slide by slide in the atmosphere notebook to cover some of the topics that we discussed in class. I felt that this would be a great way for you to hear again some of the things that we talked in class so that when you go to study for your test or quiz, you have this here for you to access. When you look at the first slide, it is talking about how important and all the functions of the atmosphere. In class, we discussed that it is what breaks up meteorites that come towards Earth, that it contains all the gases such as oxygen, nitrogen, and carbon dioxide, and other gases such as argon and methane. We also discussed that it is what is where the ozone is located, and that it is what protects, that ozone is what protects us from the radiation from the sun. Without the atmosphere, life on Earth would not exist. One other thing that we discussed in class is that the atmosphere is pushing down on us. I had mentioned in class that the atmosphere is pushing down on us with the force of a school bus. And the reason why we do not crush is because of the fact that we breathe in air, and the air pressure that is breathed into our bodies is the same as the pressure that is pushing on us. Therefore, there is two equal forces that are pushing on each other, and that is why we are not crushed. If you go to the third screen, there is we discuss pressure. I told you that it was the amount of force that is applied to an area. When we did this, this is where we touched our finger onto our arm, and I told you to press hard, and then I told you to press lightly. And I told you to start thinking of your finger as air, and then when there's a high pressure that you're pressing down harder, and when there's a low pressure, you just gently lay your finger on your arm. This is similar to what the air is doing to us when different fronts come through that have different pressures. After that, we went on to discuss density. We reviewed some things from sixth grade. We learned that density is the amount of mass in a given volume. When we were finding the density, before we can find density, we have to be able to find the mass of the object or of the liquid, and we also have to find the volume. To find the mass, remember we placed it on a triple beam balance, and then we had our unit of measurement as being in grams. When we measured the volume of irregular objects, that is when we placed the object in a graduated cylinder after we got the original volume of just any amount of water that we had placed in it. We then placed the object into the water and saw what happened, how much was displaced. We read the displaced volume and subtracted the original volume from the displaced volume, which then gave us the unit of measurement for volume of irregular objects as cubic centimeters. Once we found the mass and the volume, we were able to then find our density. When we did that, the formula for density is density equals mass divided by volume. That is when we placed our mass into the mass part of the equation, and then our volume into the volume, which was in the denominator, and we divided that volume into the mass, which then gave us the density of the object. When we talk about density, we're talking about how tightly packed the molecules in an object are. For example, when we did the density of the irregular lab, we saw that the molecules that were more dense than water, because if you remember, density had the volume of one, and not the volume of one, but the density of one, we noticed that all of the objects floated to the bottom that were more dense. The reason they floated to the bottom was the fact that the molecules of that object were more tightly packed than that of the water's molecules. The ones that were lighter packed than water were the ones that floated. As we moved on, we then talked about air pressure again that was pressing down on us. And if you look on the diagram that has the land, the mountain, and the ocean, or body of water, you will see that the higher you go, the less pressure. When we were discussing the atmosphere, we learned that there was 21% of oxygen. At the top, as the higher you go in the troposphere, which is the first layer of the atmosphere, we know that the pressure lessens and the amount of oxygen that is higher in the altitude. There's higher, less oxygen the higher you go in altitude. If you remember from class, we discussed how the Bengals have to go out to Colorado, Denver, Colorado, at least a few days in advance to train their lungs to take in the air that they need to perform when they play against the Denver Broncos. And the reason for that is because of the fact that there's less oxygen higher in the mountains in Denver than there is. We have plenty of oxygen at the level where Cincinnati is located. We also determined that the lower you go, for example, if you went into a cave or underwater, that that is where you have the greatest air pressure. The lower, the deeper you go below sea level, the more air pressure you have placing on you. If you go to the page that has, if you increase the density of an air mass, you increase the pressure. This is where we discussed that a capital L would be signifying the low pressures, and that low pressures bring us lousy weather. We also stated that a high pressure, which is going to be symbolized as an H, brings us happy weather. Now, air pressure is measured by a device called a barometer. There are two types of barometers. There's an aneroid barometer, which has its unit of measurement in millibars, and there's a mercury barometer that has its measurement in inches of mercury. When you want to convert your inches of mercury into the millibars, you multiply your inches of mercury times 38.6. This will then give us, 33.86. I apologize for that. When we want to multiply our mercury barometer, our inches of mercury, into aneroid millibars, we have to multiply the inches of mercury times 33.86. And that will give us our millibars. If you look on the atmosphere notes, you will find that we had some examples from when we were doing our weather log. We will continue to do the weather log on days that we do not have labs, but I suggest that you check out those pages so that you can see what is going on. Let's see. As you go on, you will also have your volume notes that I have reviewed with you from sixth grade. I know some of you had forgotten and some of you said that you had not learned this before, so I placed the how to find